As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Some shenanigans going on here during the commercial break.
Yes.
I mean, fun shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some small competitions. Cakes and I left to go to the cafeteria. He might have gone to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Drab and Mike Marr are having a putting contest.
Correct. Okay? They have like a coffee mug up against the wall and six balls from about 12 or 15 feet away.
And then when you walk by our green room now, I just noticed, so not only do we have the world's smallest air hockey table.
We do have that, yep.
And we've got a foosball table. Did you see they now have like kind of a bigger Connect Four board?
I did see that as well.
Did not see that.
And like on the tables in between some of the seats are like, there's like a chess set, there's a checkers set. I mean, any sort of tic-tac-toe, I believe, is available. Any sort of games you want to play, like parlor games.
Right, the green room's
got you. They've got you pretty covered.
Yeah.
But then when we're walking back, so Mike Marr and Drab had their duel.
Yeah.
And the golf balls were all set up. And Cakes like, let me give it a crack.
Yeah, let me give it a whirl.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just watched him.
Yeah.
Now, I might suck too. I'd probably do. But prefaced it by going, I'm the world's worst putter. Now,
correct.
His first putt actually hit the mug.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, it didn't go in. It was to the side.
I clipped the left edge of the cup.
Okay.
Every other putt got progressively worse.
Yeah.
Like, it was unbelievable.
Well, he never played.
No
touch.
None. He just got worse and worse.
And two of the 6 putts, I dragged the putter head on the carpet before it even hit the ball. Just so bad.
Cakes does it all the time where he stubs his putts.
I do.
Like, he stubs the putter behind the ball. I've never seen anyone take divots putting before, except Cakes.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
That's what we say on the golf course. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah,
I know
exactly what you say.
Probably not the best thing to say.
I'm not going
to
say it, but that's what we say.
Yeah, that's kind of the touch that I have.
When someone blows a putt past 6 feet.
Yeah.
Right, let's say they have a 10-footer and they blow it past 6 feet. We'd say that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the funny part is my youngest son is now getting into golf, and because he's never really played, I have to give him any sort of tips that I've gotten over the years from people.
Oh, no.
But real help is on the way. He's going to take a real lesson starting tomorrow.
Like, oh, good.
Because I felt bad. I'm like, I'm not the person that should be shepherding you through how to play golf, because I don't know what I'm talking about. So we're going to get you some professional help. It's got to get you on your way.
There was a
at
period
the club?
Of time,
is he gonna be
though.
At the
yeah,
club?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I feel like there was a period of time very early in the early days of this show that you used to play a decent amount of golf with like EB and
Is that true? I mean, sporadically. I've always
like late 90s.
I've always been a sporadic golfer.
I would say 2-3 times a year.
No, maybe. Back then he used to play more.
I played more like probably before I started having kids.
What do you mean back when? Oh, before kids.
Yeah, like pre-kids.
Yeah, like we were nighttime. Well, he might have had one. I don't know. I remember he used to play with EB. And
it's fine. I'm semi-retired from golf, and I'm happy. I'm at peace with it. It's all good. I spend more time now with pickleball, tennis, a little bit of running mixed in, and flops. I'm good. Don't worry about me. I'm good. Now, my body is bad, but I'm good.
I'm going to draw the pie chart here.
Yeah, right. Please. Draw the pie chart. I'd like to see it. Big chunk.
I'm just going to say that flops is about 60%.
It's probably a little less than you think. I'd go 35 to 40% flops if we're doing a pie chart.
You're telling me you play as much pickle as you, because when you go do flops, it's hours.
Probably playing more, yeah, but like those sessions are kind of few and far between. The Cakes Classic sessions can go kind of long if you make a run. I mean, Valdez can vouch. He cashed in the last one. I was two away from the bubble. I was distraught. But yeah, anyway, bigger takeaway. My son will get real lessons from a real golf professional.
Starting today.
Starting tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Before it gets too hot and toasty.
It's going to be warm today and warmer tomorrow. I feel like I should play. I'm not going to play today, but I feel like I should play. Definitely going to play next week. But Valdez is playing tomorrow morning.
I am.
Smart. Getting out before it gets too hot.
It's going to be, I think, 85 tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah, I've heard tickling 90.
Tickling 90?
Up to 89 degrees.
We have our big B-team match against Mount Vernon.
Ooh.
Money earning Mount Vernon. Good.
Breaking out the big guns.
Me and my partner are going to smoke them.
What is a B-team match compared to an A-team match?
A-teams are scratch. B-teams are like low handicaps.
Got it. All right, I wish you luck.
So
I feel like I should play today, but I need to take a nap today. I'm tired.
Oh, you're going to take a nap? This is a momentous
Fridays are – I don't take naps every Friday, but if I take a nap, it'll be on a Friday.
Okay. I'm fascinated. Would you stay up till 8:45 last night?
No, I'm just tired for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I might take a nap on a Friday too. I might make that exception.
Yeah.
Sure, it's an exception.
I'm gonna get home, I'm gonna walk my dog, and then I'm gonna go upstairs. I'm gonna get something to eat. Get home, walk my dog.
Turn on 8 fans.
Turn on the fan,
right,
and take an hour and 45 nap.
Beautiful. Love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna
do. That's drab level nap. That's drab level
and then
powder level.
I'll make
nap.
Sure I'm up before the PGA Tour coverage starts.
Yeah, because that's important.
I know that you're not scheduling that after your nap.
I'm sure I'd watch one hole of the RBC.
So this time next week, we're going to be talking about the Commanders' first pick.
Yes.
More than likely, they could trade out of the pick. Who knows? They could trade up. They could trade back. We've seen that Adam Peters has not been afraid to be aggressive.
I think it's the right move, but I'm going to be salty if I stay up for the Commanders' pick and then they trade out of the first round. It's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, of course.
Now, it's a smart move if you gain extra picks, but I will be personally disappointed.
It's tilting. The Ravens used to do it all the time.
I remember them doing it.
And you would stay up for 20-whatever pick, and then they would trade out of the round. You'd be so bitter.
You got to wait till tomorrow.
I feel like the Seahawks are kind of guilty of that, too, because Drab's a Hawks fan. I feel like
every year they did it for,
love
honestly,
to do
like
that.
Eight straight years.
Yeah. They're big fans.
But they would do it like twice. They go from like 22 to 29 to 36.
And then at like 36, they would pick like a guard from like a school that you'd never heard of.
I hate the draft.
It's smart, but it's the biggest fart noise disappointment ever.
It's a big letdown.
Because you don't really get giddy until it's actually draft day, because then all of a sudden you go, oh, we get a free silly on our team.
Right. Yeah.
We just get to add a free silly.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're working up a lather for it as it gets closer and closer and closer. And then as it's going on, you're 5 picks away, 3 picks away, 2 picks away. Then they announce the trade. Fart noise. Fart noise.
Now, this is going back in the annals of Junk's history, but I believe we were doing like a live draft broadcast up till when the Skins made a pick.
Yep.
And they kept trading back. We were just like, we're going to do a nine-hour radio show here.
Where were we?
I think it was the year they drafted Patrick Ramsey. Mm-hmm. Whenever he got picked.
Were we in New York?
No, I think that was local.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what we were doing. But we kept broadcasting as they kept picking and picking and trading back and trading back.
Anyway, one of the dream guys that the Commanders would love to draft, but he's not going to be available for them, is Ashton Jeanty, the running back who penned a letter to on the Players Tribune. And I won't go through the whole letter. It's a long letter, but how does this make you feel? He ends his letter to NFL GMs and he says, "I've taken the long way. I'm done with that way. If you pick me, it's simple. I'm coming to your franchise to do what Saquon and the Eagles just did. I'm coming to win big soon.
Now,
it's tackle football. You know what I'm saying? I'd draft the guy they can't tackle. Thank you for your time, Ashton Jeanty."
Well, Drab T-shirt is a newly baptized Raiders fan because he loves Geno Smith and he loves Pete Carroll. And it sounds like the Raiders are hot and heavy to pick him at 6. So I saw this clip yesterday. This is, I believe, Jordan Schultz on with Colin Cowherd talking about Jeanty and the impact he thinks he's going to have in the league as a rookie.
"I had a GM tell me a couple days ago that Ashton Jeanty is being slept on. I said, what do you mean? He's going to be a top 5, top 10 pick. He said, no. You don't understand. This guy is a superstar. People are talking about him like he's this really good player, maybe a great player. He is a superstar. He is a day one 1,500-yard guy. Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders at 6, to me, out of every pick here, might just be my favorite because we talked so much about Pete Carroll and Marshawn Lynch. Now, I don't know if Pete ultimately in that organization wants to go running back at 6, but there is a big contingency within the Raiders building that really likes Jeanty. And if you really want to build this offense the way that Pete Carroll has had a great offense, it's around the running game and play action." Yeah. That was Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch. They just gave Geno the extension. You bring in Ashton Jeanty, I think it's a home run.
I mean, basically saying the guy's a superstar from day one.
Well,
like
we'll
plug him in and he's gonna run wild.
Well, I know Jeanty feels that way.
Jenty's got some confidence. If you read the whole letter in Players Tribune, it's really good. He talks about how he got into football, that he was playing basketball, and it kind of goes through middle school and all this stuff. But there's a passage which really jumped out to me. He goes, "I've gone from Jacksonville to Chesapeake to Naples to Frisco to Boise. All these places, I've played defensive end, safety, outside linebacker, special team, slot receiver, lead running back." Hmm. And he goes through it all. And then you just feel the confidence. Like he's talking about everything he's done. And he's like, "Nobody can stop me.
Right.
Nobody can touch me." Yeah, he says, "I truly believe I was born to do this. And I truly believe what makes me different. It isn't about the position I line up at. It's about the mindset I bring to it."
And if the Raiders were to draft him at 6, it's pretty clear running back room for him. I mean, they signed Raheem Mostert in
they
the offseason.
They brought in Mostert, right.
Sincere McCormick.
Oh, yeah, he would be the
Samir
one.
Samir White.
Like, he'd be the one.
Yeah, I mean, just plug and play. I mean, the guy would he would be their best offensive player by a lot from the second he steps foot in
Most
Vegas.
Most of the mock drafts that I see have the Raiders taking him.
Right.
Hey, I think everybody should get on the Jeanty train. Everyone's allowed on it except for John Aubel. Cakes is not allowed to be a Johnny come lately to the running back love. This is a guy who crapped all over GMs who drafted running backs in the first round for the last 10 years. And all of a sudden,
now
because it's a fad again, because Gibbs was a superstar when Dan Campbell took him, mm-hmm. Cakes wants to go, "Oh, everyone should take a running back. I love running backs." No, not you. You're not allowed to appreciate running backs. Never
you
give running backs money. They're all the same. How many times has he said that?
Just pluck one in the fifth round.
Yeah.
How many times have you said the word pluck one?
That, are you done? Can I respond?
You sure?
I have always said I would never pick a big plodding running back like a Leonard Fournette top 10. Now, I might have missed on that with a guy like Derrick Henry. Okay, that dude's a Hall of Famer. I would miss on that. Here's my carve out. If you have the dual skill set of a Christian McCaffrey, of an Austin Eckler, of a Jahmyr Gibbs, not only running the ball, but can catch 60, 70, 80 balls out of the backfield, like Saquon Barkley, those are running backs I make exceptions for.
I would love for Valdez to pull the audio the day after the Lions pick Gibbs.
Pull
I guarantee
the audio.
You and all the Brendan Dars out there, all you analytics guys from 3 or 4 years ago, football insiders, mock that pick.
I've been nothing but transparent about picking running backs.
You hate them.
No, I don't hate them. I love them if they have the dual skill set. If you're just a 3 yard and a cloud of dust guy, I've got nobody wants that. If you're B-Rob,
nobody wants that.
I'm sorry to single out B-Rob, but I mean, those guys are a dime a dozen. The Jahmyr Gibbses and the McCaffreys and the Saquon Barkleys, those are rare finds. Leonard Fournette
was not drafted them thinking he was going to get 2 yards a carry. They thought he was going to be an absolute superstar. And Genty, I don't know if you've watched him play football.
Yeah.
The guy runs over people all the time.
Understood.
He's a big, muscular running back.
I know
back.
What he is. And he also catches balls out of the backfield.
He does.
And impacts the game that way.
Well, he's not big. He's strong.
He's not big.
He's not
very strong.
Right.
He's strong.
He can shed tackle.
He's 5'8". He ain't big.
I will not sit idle during this RB slander.
Yeah, you're getting slandered.
Right. You're right, Valdez. Just pluck one. He said that so many times.
Try and find it.
They're all the same. Never pay a running back. How many times has he said that?
Find the tape. It's always going to be me saying, as long as he can catch balls too, you can pay that guy.
He's always been a Gibbs guy.
I'm telling you.
I know
you,
that. He's been a big Jahmyr Gibbs
this
guy.
This has been my consistent mantra for years. Years. Maybe decades at this point.
How's Scataboo? Where's he projected to go?
Probably third round, maybe second if we're lucky.
Because what's interesting about this, look, I think Genty might be fantastic. He might be great. Is you get swayed by a letter like this. Like, I read it, and it's like, I love this guy.
Sure.
He's talking about living in Naples. Mm-hmm. He's talking about his work ethic.
He's a grinder.
How he just loves football. That, you know, he goes to in high school with all these five stars, and they wanted to put him at every other position. He wanted to run the football, and then he finally got his chance to be a running back, and he showed him what he can do. I want to buy into it, but somebody else can pen a letter just like that, and I buy into them.
It's also about fit, how they're going to get used, what system they go into.
Yeah, I mean, this kid ran the ball a ton. He's got to be, even though he's a smaller guy, mm-hmm. he is strong, definitely strong. But he was carrying the ball a ton at Boise State. He had close to 400 carries at Boise State. So are you going to use him like that? Or is he going to be a 15-carry guy per game?
Well, I would think if Pete Carroll drafts him at 6,
he's going to be
a 20-touch per game.
I would
minimum
think.
Type
yeah.
of
I mean,
guy.
If you're going to take anybody at 6, at running back, you got to give him the ball.
Right.
Because, I mean, they signed Mostert. And Mostert could be a good number 2.
Sure.
He could give you 10 or 12 carries.
In tandem with Genty.
Sure.
But, well, let's be honest, Genty is your stud, superstar, starter.
He would
day
be your
one.
Number one, no doubt.
Just like Jordan Schultz is saying.
100%.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to chase him down your middle school?
No, of course. No, you know how many guys he's pulverized over the years that have tried to tackle him? Probably hundreds, if not thousands.
Hey, I'm rooting for him. I think it's an awesome letter. Guy's got monster confidence. Although most guys, if you're going to make it to the professional level, even if you're a seventh-round pick, you got confidence in your ability.
I'm going to order myself a Ashton Genty jersey at a minimum. Maybe a jersey. And just wear it around in tall drab.
We'll find the audio. Don't worry, kid.
I draft the guy they can't tackle.
Yeah, you might be searching for a while.
All right, stay tuned. We're not telling you to call in right now, but there's going to be a time in this hour mm-hmm. where we're going to ask you to call in to win some Caps playoff tickets, so stay tuned for that. Plus, we've got Cakes' entertainment page coming up here on The Junkie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Remember, giving you a chance to win tickets to the Capitals playoff game every hour on this station. And it starts right now. Caller number 9 at 800-636-1067. You're going to win those tickets to see the Caps take on the Montreal Canadiens. Don't know who the goalie is going to be. Cakes believes it's going to be Chucky.
That's my Chuck, vibe.
Charles Lindgren.
That's my tingle. I got a Chucky tingle.
Could be Logan. It's not going to be the guy from last night.
No, it's not going to be Stevenson.
It's physically impossible that happens.
They called him up from Hershey.
Not
for the
Stevenson,
last game.
Not Hunter Shepard. It's either going to be Chucky or Logan Thompson. All right, so that is your first opportunity to win. You'll get another opportunity in the 9 o'clock hour. So be sure to keep listening. That's the way this works. You listen, you get paid off.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. Switch gears, touching the Hollywood, the music scene. I believe it is driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Yes, it is. That is EB's spot. When you go out there, ask for his girl, Miriam. I believe she's the GM. She'll take great care of you. All right, an update on the Haley Joel Osment arrest. And it's not a good update. He was found with cocaine that was hidden in a $20 bill on his person as he was apprehended. There's not body good. Cam footage of the arrest. Apparently, he's a big World Series mark. He's wearing a long sleeve Dodgers Yankees World Series T-shirt during his arrest, and he used some very questionable language during his arrest. He told TMZ, "I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I'd use this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner." The past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place. He's referring to the loss of his home and belongings during the Eaton fire this past January in California. Apparently, he was in the back of a police car on his way to jail when he called his arresting officer a, quote, Nazi, and he also used a Jewish slur that starts with a K to describe the arresting officer. So,
man, he's a fatty.
he's definitely.
I didn't realize he was that. Yeah, he's big.
So,
well, look, he was under the influence. He clearly.
Yeah, he's under the influence of at least you would think cocaine. It's on his person, and I would assume alcohol as well.
Was this in L.A.?
This was. Is it Mammoth Mountain in California?
Wherever that is.
It's a ski resort in California. So that's the latest update on Haley Joel Osment, and it is not a good one. So hopefully he can get to rehab and take care of some of those demons that are clearly plaguing him. The Price is Right host Drew Carey, who's now 66, grabs lunch with an OnlyFans star 5 years after his ex-fiancée's murder. Drew, who's now 66, has revealed that he was, quote, destroyed by bereavement in 2020 when his former fiance Amy Harwick was murdered by an ex-boyfriend. And then he claimed for a while that he wasn't dating, but apparently now he's back in the dating mix with an OnlyFans model, I guess. Is that what you would call somebody on OnlyFans?
Creator.
This week, the comedy, and this is the word that they used. I would not use this word for Drew Carey. The comedy icon? Would he really be called a comedy icon?
I mean, I wouldn't call him an icon, but he's had a very successful career.
He definitely has had a great career.
My favorite game, Mountain Climber.
Hey, Mountain Climber. This is top three or four game show music of all time. I mean, I'll fight you on it.
You don't want your Mountain Climber to fall over the cliff.
I'll fight to the death on this one.
I could never sub to her OF cakes because... I can't pay for something that Drew Carey's hitting for free.
So the woman...
I mean, you're just the ultimate simp.
The woman that he's dating, her name is Nikki Schuyler. She's 37. She was the Penthouse Pet of the Month. I didn't know they still did that in April of 2017. Now, she did drop a little detail in the story that she was talking about, I guess, her sex life as a younger person and her losing her virginity. She said, quote, I lost my virginity on the morning of 9/11. I had stayed out all night with my boyfriend. When I got home, my mom was crying. I thought it was because she knew I lost my virginity. It turned out she was crying because of the 9/11 news.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of, I mean, obviously, 9/11 is not funny, but the fact that she thought that her mom was crying about her hitting skins for the first time and she was just digesting the news of that horrible day, that's the reason she was crying.
I'm looking at a story here. The new porn star girlfriend has a mugshot collection, Cakes.
She collects mugshots? That's her
no,
thing?
No, she's been arrested on third-degree felony charges.
Oh, for what?
She has her own mugshot collection. Okay, that makes more sense.
I don't know. It just says that she was arrested in 2008, arrested again in 2009.
Hey...
I do remember when Carey's ex-girlfriend, or maybe it was his girlfriend at the time, was murdered by
the ex.
It's
a horrible story.
It's like a horrible story.
Her boyfriend showed up at her place.
Yes, I do remember that.
Strangled her, and then threw her off a third-floor balcony.
Right.
I mean, the guy's a menace to society.
Just think about his life now. Just
murdering ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, just think about that life he's got.
Well, I mean, hopefully
what a moron.
Hopefully he's just getting abused in prison on a daily basis.
Correct.
Hey, we should say that our first winner...
I hope bad things are happening.
Your mic's not on.
Yeah, it was.
We should say that our first winner is Steve from St. Leonard. He won the pair of tickets to round one, home game number one for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals Monday, April 21st against Montreal at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com. What's so funny?
I'm listening to you do the read. Valdez is doing an inappropriate joke in my ear. My ears are ringing all the time. There's a lot going on in my head. Anyway.
So Steve and St. Leonard, our first winner,
congrats.
Will give away another pair of tickets coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, on this station every hour all the way till 5 p.m.
Very good. Before I move on to the next story, I need Mike Marr to look up how much Drew Carey has made as the host of The Price is Right. Because he's been doing it for a long time. And he's getting compensated handsomely, I would think.
Plus, he made a lot of money on his Drew Carey show.
I'm sure he made a lot.
But I feel like Jason liked that show.
Which
he liked, was it Mimi on that show?
Yeah, Big Mimi.
Some
Mimi
reason
fan.
I think that you were a fan of the Drew Carey show, the TV show.
Did I say that? I
just remember you referencing Mimi back in the
day. I'm
going
to guess
Hold on. Let me look her up.
Money he made from the Drew Carey show, he just laughs at. He looks at it and laughs at it compared to his Price is Right money.
He might be the richest non-athlete from Cleveland.
You're probably right.
So he's making $12.5 million a year, and he's been doing it for 17 years. So I did the math, $212 million.
Man, what a score.
Jeez.
What a great career move by him.
He just completely hooked it.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
I can confirm the Junks are not making $12.5 million per year. And we've been doing this for longer than 20 years.
Jason,
why would I be
longer?
Talking about Mimi?
Jason, you don't remember her?
Did she have like crazy makeup?
Yes.
That's a good pull by JP. Bring up Mimi.
There's no chance I ever talked about Mimi.
I think there's a chance.
Well, you have to find
For
that
some
one.
Reason, I remember you talking about
Mimi. Mimi.
Maybe you got sized.
Yeah, were you attracted to her?
I think you just thought that she was funny or something.
She was kind of funny.
I don't remember Mimi Bobek. I have no idea who that is.
All right, this is how you know that Valdez has cultivated the EP. He has not only pictures of both Sydney Sweeney and Paige Spiranek, he's got these pictures in full color, okay?
Everything else like, was black and white.
Yeah, there's you think he has a full color picture of Drew Carey? He's got him in a little tiny thumbnail, black and white, though there is the OnlyFans girl there with him, okay? That's his... By the way, did I mention that they had lunch at EB would be sized? Swingers Diner. Swingers Diner in LA. That's where they ate, Valdez. Now we can do a comedy period about what's on the menu at Swingers Diner. I can only imagine. Probably couldn't say half of what you're going to come up with.
Roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef sandwich. That's clearly.
What if it was Golf Swingers?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Golf Swingers, JP. So we have Sydney Sweeney bending over like a tennis net.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. That's the story? I don't even know what the story is.
It's the story? She's bending over.
She had a titillating photo shoot.
Sydney Sweeney has done the impossible, making tennis and short skirts interesting. Okay, that's the headline. There's no real story here. Yeah. It's just Sydney Sweeney.
The story is how hot does she look?
Bending over and basically showing her butt, okay, out on a tennis court.
Since she broke up with her fiance,
yeah,
she seems like she's putting it out there a little bit more, huh?
Well, she put it out there while she was with her fiance.
Okay.
I put this
seems
in
like
there.
It's ramped up.
Is she dating somebody else right now?
I don't know if she's currently dating. I know she went to a wedding or went to something with Glenn Powell. I put that in there because I'm trying to titillate Drab. Because not only is it Washington sensation Sydney Sweeney, as she's in she's tennis thirst trapping him as well.
That's the dream, okay.
That is the dream.
Yeah. Is it working?
Drab wants to play doubles.
Of course. Size. This is my number one seed right now.
Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney's your one seed?
She's a lot of guys with number one
seed. Yeah, I mean, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Paige Spiranek story is basically saying that she should be allowed to wear like this golf onesie that she's wearing in this picture.
On the course?
Like on the course. Like they should be like,
she's
updating golf etiquette standards to allow golf thirst traps to wear this out of the course.
Paige was beating balls in a onesie that's backless.
Right.
Yeah.
You could see her butt crack. You could see her cleavage.
Cleavage. Well, and they didn't kick her off. They didn't kick her off the range.
Of course not.
No. Jason, what do you make of women wearing clothes like that on the golf course?
Yeah, if you're at Hidden Creek and you saw someone wearing that, what would you do?
Follow her.
Just being honest.
No, just get right in the golf cart and follow her. Ask her if I can join the foursome. I guess.
All right. Finally, on the EP, Justin Bieber's kiss with, now this is what I'm going to take umbrage with, famous rapper. Now you guys can laugh at me. Apparently, the Biebs is causing waves on social media because he kissed this famous rapper on the cheek. Has anybody in this room or the room behind us with the glass ever heard of rapper Sexy Red? Has anybody heard that name? Does anybody know who that person is?
No.
Because I don't know who that person is. Now, again, I don't know.
I don't know
a lot
any
of
rappers.
Current rappers, so I know I'm out of touch. Mike Mars looking at me like he knows.
I don't
sexy
know any
Reddit.
Rappers after about 1994.
Right. I've heard of her, but I don't have like a super deep.
Are you serious? That got dumped?
No. Yeah, you got dumped.
I'm catching up to JP in dumps of late.
Why? It's the
and
name
I didn't
of
think
the,
that was even possible.
It's the name of the song.
Well, so was the TV show that JP used to always say, the Creek one.
Oh, yeah.
That we can't say
the
on
Creek,
the air.
The Creek Show, you definitely can't say the title, even though it's definitely spelled differently. The problem is it sounds exactly the same as the other
How
word.
Many times did he say that?
It was like, probably it was said like it 10 times. Half dozen times.
So yesterday I saw one rapper story, not the one you're talking about,
yeah.
And I think that he shot it down, but there was a video, I believe on Instagram, it might have been a different sort of social media, of Kadarius Toney, the wide receiver with the Chiefs,
yeah.
Who said that he was retiring to become a rapper.
Yeah, you don't know his, you don't know the name he wants to go
I
by.
Forgot it already.
Come on, JP, where's your street cred?
Is Flava in it?
No, Kadarius Toney wants to be, do the boys behind the glass? No, am I going
to
scoop
Does
you on
have
this?
Have to get dumped?
No, it doesn't have to be dumped. Last time I checked,
I saw it.
I believe it's Young Joka, and it's not, of course, J-O-K-E-R, it's J-O-K-A. Believe that's correct, right, Drab?
Yes.
Young Joka.
Young Joka.
Cakes, yeah. If you missed it, this is what he wrote on his Instagram story.
Yeah.
Goofy's on the net, hollering, I'm retiring, just want clout, ain't speaking on the poop emoji,
JP,
no mo.
I watched 30 seconds of his video. It was the most auto-tuned voice I've ever heard in the history of auto-tuning. Now, maybe he has some rap chops. I don't know. But if you love auto-tuning, Young Joka, he's right up your alley.
Hasn't LaMelo blown up? Or Jello, I mean, whichever one it was?
I think he
one of the balls?
Up. I think he had his 15 minutes of fame. I think the time has expired on
I've
him.
Already forgotten. What was that song?
See?
Going around the
didn't,
corner, something
didn't,
around the
didn't
corner.
Stand the test of time, whatever the song was. All right, that's your EP. Hopefully I entertained everybody.
Well done. Well done, Cakes.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you.
Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you another chance to win some Caps tickets. Plus, Jay Busby is going to join us from Yahoo Sports as we talk NFL Draft here on The Junks.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Marr should be richer right now because he's just taken down everybody here with the putting contest.
Yep. He's the king of putts out here.
Yeah, Cakes killed me on that last shot.
Why?
He stubbed the ground right before.
Told you, it's my signature. That's what he does.
I was trying to hype him up. I was like, Cakes, like, lock in here, you know. Green jacket, Augusta, 18th hole. That's... And he just, boom.
It is what it is. I would need intensive therapy and or lessons to get rid of just a hideous putting stroke.
Yeah.
It's just gross. I mean, there's no other way to, you know, I would need to
practice that. So your putter, before you hit the ball, it hits the ground. You ground your putter before it hits the ball.
Yeah, I mean, don't most successful golfers and putters do that? that's not the norm. Is that what you're saying?
Touch of up.
I understand. Yeah, I know.
Hey, so we started off the show talking about the Caps, and they've got a huge series, massive, starting Monday. Massive.
I mean.
Game one, Montreal, here, 7 o'clock.
They haven't won a playoff series since winning the Stanley Cup. It's been a while. It's been a long run. It's been a bit of a drought as far as playoff success. Now, again, I'm always going to be happy with the Stanley Cup win. Never take it away. It's fantastic. But now, after this amazing regular season they put together, want to see some fruits born in the playoffs. So, yeah, you can't. Last year, making the playoffs, that was their playoff success. Getting to the postseason. Now they got dispatched by the Rangers, but just getting there was the thing.
No one thought that they were good enough to get to the
playoffs. This year, the expectations are ratcheted up much higher.
I think anything short of the Eastern Conference Finals will be disappointing.
It's probably correct.
I think you got to win two playoff series to feel, okay, that was... I mean, you're going to be disappointed no matter what. Like, you'd be disappointed if they made it to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final and lost in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
I'd be distraught.
That would be disappointing. It'd be devastating, actually. But I think heading in, you got to win at least a couple of rounds. And posing the question that we kind of kicked around earlier, who do you start at goalie? If it was up to you, assuming that Logan Thompson is healthy, do you start him over Charlie Lindgren? Or do you go with Chucky because he's been the goalie of late with Thompson sidelined due to injury? I'm gonna do the different bit. I'm going to start Logan Thompson, assuming he's healthy, because I'm looking at the GAA, 2.49 to 2.73. He's the better goalie. Look at the record. Charlie Lindgren, 20-14. I'm going to toss out the overtime losses, okay? Let's toss those out.
Okay.
20-14 compared to 31-6. I'm going to look at the save percentage. One guy saves 91%. The other guy, 89%. I'll take the 91%, Logan Thompson.
Right.
So I would start Logan Thompson, but I want to hear from Caps fans. 800-636-1067. Who would you start in goal?
I kind of agree with Cakes that I don't know if I feel great about throwing LT in there since he hadn't played in 3 weeks in a game one of a first round matchup against Montreal. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to hesitate for a second if Chucky is just average.
Right.
And even if they win the game 4-3 and Chucky's, you know, has some bad goals allowed there, I'm starting low. I'm starting the better guy. I'm starting the guy with the better numbers in game two. But I agree. I don't think Carbs is going to start LT in game one.
I'm starting the guy that hasn't had a almost three-week layoff.
I got you.
And that's Chucky. And I'm just like, look, we had Coach Carbs on a few days ago. He said there's a reason why we did what we did with the goalies. We extended not one. We extended
both
of them. Now, Logan Thompson got the bigger deal. He's been the better goalie of the two. But they clearly like both Lindgren and Thompson.
I think Carbs,
and they trust both of those guys.
I think Carbs would be confident starting Thompson in game one, even if he hadn't played in 3 weeks. I think he'd be confident.
Right.
But based on what you're saying, I know you don't want to start him out of the gate since he hasn't played, but at some point he's going to play.
I know. At some point you have to throw him back.
You
got to
throw him back into the fire.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Ah,
like if you guys go with Chucky to start,
I mean, unless Chucky's
just
you're
not taking him out in game two.
Unless he's on fire for the entire playoffs. You might be right, but I got to think Thompson's going to play at some point. Especially if they win the first round series.
800-636-1067 if you want to weigh in. Who would you start? We put that up as our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside. Of course, we love Surfside. I'm actually wearing a Surfside hoodie. I felt it was okay because EB wore his yesterday.
Yeah.
I try not to double down.
But think about it, kids.
Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. Zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. And in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. By the way, Bobby Balicki, our friend, who is now a VP at Surfside, sent Valdez and I a graph.
Okay.
I mean, he jumped aboard a rocket ship.
Oh, he did.
I looked at this graph
good
and
for him.
Had other brands that you've heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the column for Surfside, it was plus 562%.
Oh, so like, they're just killing it.
I shot back at Texas. I was like, I hope you have equity.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're killing it.
But good for them.
But Case, getting back to the Caps, think about it. Like you just pointed out, after they won the cup in 18, they lost to the Panthers.
Yep.
In 7, first round.
Crushing loss. I can kind of picture that the way that series ended in my brain right now.
Did they have a lead in that series? A pretty significant lead? I can't remember, but they lost.
I'd have to look it up.
Then they lost the next year to the Isles in 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lost to the Bruins in 5. Then they lost to the Panthers in 6. We talked about that. Didn't make the playoffs 2 years ago, and then obviously last year. No one expected them to get to the playoffs. They made a late run and played over their heads for the most part, and then got swept. So we haven't seen a second-round Caps appearance since the Stanley Cup year.
I know. It's been a long time.
I mean, that's 6 years.
Early voting.
This is
very
big.
Early. You can vote at Junks Radio. 56% Logan Thompson. Maybe that's where the confidence is, just based on the season.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave. He's calling in from Raleigh. Must be listening on that free Odyssey app. He wants to weigh in on who should start in net for the Caps on Monday night. Dave, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Same.
Yeah, man. I am I'm a big Caps fan, and I've looked at the numbers here the last couple of weeks because I'm a big nerd. Logan Thompson's GAA and save percentage since he signed his extension has been putrid, way higher than Chucky's. It's actually, if you guys look at it, I think it's like 3.5. His save percentage is way under 90%. He's touched on it as well when Tarek has interviewed him. So I 100% would go with Charlie. I know his is higher overall, but of late, it's far better.
So you'd start Chucky.
Has he been playing, but he also has been playing better since they both signed the extension. In particular, Thompson has just not been good.
Okay. All right. Well, I think they are going to start Chuck, but it's interesting that you point that out. I didn't really focus on the numbers since he signed the extension.
All right, let's go to Evan.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Thank Appreciate you. It. Let's go to Evan. He's calling in from Richmond.
What's up, Evan?
Hey, morning, boys.
What's up?
I'm definitely Team Chucky. I want Logan to have, like, a lot of practice, get him really back up to game speed, because the playoffs are so fast and so competitive. So I'm Team Chucky all the way. And I think – I'm not sure if you guys have talked about it, but Montreal has a young Russian stud that they just brought over. He's only played 2 games in the
Demidov.
NHL. Yeah. I watched a little bit of their game. Again, granted, it was against the Blackhawks, but he was flying out there. He looks like a stud. So I'm a little bit worried about him. And then,
shouldn't they worry about our flying young stud, Ryan Leonard?
I like Leonard, but
he's not on that level.
This Russian kid might be a little bit better, but I like Leonard. And one other point that's unrelated to this, I think the Dairy Queen should pay Derek Queen a ton of money to do a Meta World piece and change his name to Dairy Queen. Then if he blows up, then that's just constant marketing for them.
It's a great idea.
I'm with you on that.
And he wants to get paid. Maybe he'll consider it. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Yep. Thanks for listening in Richmond.
He should pitch it. pitch the idea.
Well, he already has a deal with them.
Yes.
He has a deal with Dairy Queen. Take it to the next step.
Take it to the next level.
Yeah, I'm saying pitch the name change.
Sure. Do it.
It's funny.
Love the idea.
Coming up next, we'll talk to Jay Busby from Yahoo Sports, talk some NFL, NFL draft, and more. Don't go anywhere.